Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
This morning we are going to go on to another penitential psalm.
那今天早上我们将会说到另一首忏悔诗篇。
Quite long, and be patient as I read for us.
那这首诗篇挺长的，所以请你有耐心一点。
I will read in English, and for those who read in Chinese, kindly refer to PowerPoint. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward part, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sin, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation. My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on the altar. While the psalm that we just heard read is probably the best known among the seven penitential psalms found in the Psalter.
那我们刚读到的诗篇呢，或许是七首忏悔的诗篇中最著名的。
The superscription and referring to the words that introduce the psalm in the Bible, the superscription.
那就是在圣经里介绍这个诗篇的这些字语中。
The superscription say that the psalm came about when Nathan the prophet has went to David after the king has gone in to Bathsheba.
那这诗篇呢，来自当先知拿单来到这个就是在大卫王与伯施拔同事以后来见他。
Now these words introduce us to the very popular saga that's recorded for us in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12.
那这指向撒母耳记下第11至12章的风波。
Now how did that popular account goes?
那这件风波是如何的呢？
The narrative begins with an incident that took place on an afternoon in one particular spring season.
那故事的开始是一件发生在这个春季的某个下午的事。
King David, having had his siesta, was enjoying fresh air and the sun, and afternoon sunshine.
那大卫王呢？他午睡后就在享受着新鲜空气与阳光。
And he was doing that while strolling on the roof of his house.
那他是在这个王宫的这个平顶上游行。
And suddenly,
那忽然间
，at a totally innocent moment.
就在这很就是天真的一刻
，He saw a beautiful woman in her bath.
他看见一个妇人，她在沐浴。
Friends, I do not know how you picture that particular scene.
那我不知道你想象中是如何的。
But I suspect that innocent moment prolonged.
可是我怀疑那一刻是延长的一刻。
And lasted longer than it should.
就是比他应该是的更长。
That moment marked the beginning of the entire saga.
那一刻呢，就是这风波的开端。
Which was also for David a journey of painful self-awareness.
那对于大卫来说呢，也是一段痛苦自觉的路程。
Yet what was the cause of David's sinful acts in the rest of the story that involves him, Bathsheba, and Uriah?
那是什么造成大卫对伯士巴和乌利亚所犯下的罪行呢？
To begin with, I think David probably shared a problem that some of us HDB dwellers face.
那首先我想大卫和我们住在政府组屋的这些人所面对同一个问题。
What I'm saying is that his house was probably built a little bit too close to others.
那他的屋子呢，可能建造的太靠近别人的家。
You know, just this week, one of Matthew's own CG came to my place.
那这个星期呢，马太区的其中一个小组就到了我家。
And one brother of ours and I could clearly see my neighbor's what is on my neighbor's TV on an adjacent block.
那我和一个弟兄呢，就在露台能清楚的看见，对坐这个邻居在看的电视节目。
House too close to each other, problem.
那彼此的屋子太靠近对方了。
David's home must have been near enough to Bathsheba's abode for him to see what he saw at the supposed innocent moment.
那大卫家呢，他一定也是很靠近这个伯士巴的家，所以才能让他看见这一幕。
But perhaps the blame should not go to the proximity of the house.
可是这错呢，应该不在于这个屋子的距离。
Rather, it was Bathsheba's attractiveness.
而是伯士巴的美貌。
2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 2 made the special emphasis of this very fact.
那撒母耳记下第十一章第二节就特别强调了这妇人容貌堪美。
Yes, it says that the woman was very beautiful.
那说到这妇人容貌甚美。
Friends, when things like this happen, on which will you put the blame?
那请问你会将这责任推卸到谁的身上呢？
The distance between the houses or the attractiveness of the lady?
是屋子的距离，还是这妇人的美貌
？Or the problem of perhaps David's lust，
又或是大卫的这个色欲
？Or perhaps his power as a king that makes him able to engineer these multiple crimes？
那又或是他身为这个君王的权力，能设计这一系列的罪行
？On what will you cast your blames？
那你会将罪归属于谁呢？
Now, when we turn to our text this morning, which is David's reflection after the entire saga,
那当我们转向我们的经文，也就是大卫对事件的这个感想。
You who have heard me read it just now know that I've been leading us in the wrong direction up to this point.
那你应该会清楚的知道，我所说的其实都不正确。
What do I mean?
我指的是什么呢
？When we read the other six penitential psalms.
当我们在读其余六章忏悔的诗篇
，We can be sure to find the psalmist complaining against his enemies.
那我们都会读到诗人他对这个敌人埋怨。
At times, the psalmist even asked God to deal with them severely and declare before it happened their bitter ends.
那有些呢，他甚至会叫神严惩这些敌人。
In other words, the psalmist, while confessing his own wrongdoings, thinks.That he is not the only one who is in the wrong.
那这些诗人在忏悔的时候呢，都认为错的不只是他。
But others involved in the situation are likewise culpable.
那其他人呢也有罪。
And deserve of God's righteous judgment.
也该受到神的审判。
But in this particular psalm,
但就在这篇诗篇中
，we simply don't find any finger pointing taking place.
那我们找不到任何的指责。
We don't see David follow Adam's example.
那我们看不到大卫像亚当一样。
He does not try putting the blame on Bathsheba the way that Adam blamed Eve for passing him the fruit that God commanded not to eat.
那他并没有将错推给伯士巴，就像亚当将错归属于夏娃一样。
Neither does he blame those that give in to him because of his authority as a king.
那他也没将错呢，就是推向那些因为他是王而。顺从他的人。
Rather, he acknowledged that the wrong was his own through and through.
那他承认错只在于他。
Five times in the opening verses, he confessed repeatedly his sinfulness.
那在开始的几节中呢，他承认了五次他犯了错。
My transgressions, my iniquity, my sin, says David.
大卫说我的过错犯，我的罪孽，我的罪。
And we read two more of such confessions in verse 3.
那在第三节中呢，也能读到多两种这个忏悔。
In verse 4, he says that God can only be right in his judgment.
那在第四节中，他说神审判他是正确的。
Meaning that he finds himself simply inexcusable.
那这意味着他自认不可被原谅。
Then from admitting his wrong and recognizing himself being inexcusable in verse 5, he goes on to confess a problem that runs a whole lot deeper.
那他认错和自认不可宽恕后呢，在第五节就承认了一个更严重的问题。
That he was conceived.In sin.
那就是母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
In other words, sin is so stuck in him because it is a part of him.
那换句话说呢，就是他如此罪孽深重，是因为他是带着罪来到这世上。
He came into the world with it, it's in the package.
那他带着罪来世上。
Sin is an element that he lives in.
他是在罪孽里生的。
And so having realized and acknowledged all this about himself,
那他自觉之后呢?
The king prays repeatedly to God to cleanse him from his unrighteousness.
他便一再地恳求神将他洁净。
Now of all the expression that David used in his pleading,
那大卫在恳求时所用的词当中,
the verb wash is especially telling.
那这个动词洗涤最为显著。
Now in Hebrew, I believe there are different words for wash.
那在希伯来语中呢，我相信有不一样的词来形容这个洗净。
And the wash the word wash he chose was for washing of clothes.
那他所选用的这个词呢，是与洗衣服有关联。
In other words, he sees himself as a piece of filthy and foul garment.
换句话说呢，大卫他视自己为一件很肮脏的衣服。
That need to be washed and rewashed.
需要一而再的洗。
But from a piece of foul garment, stinko.
但从一件很肮脏的衣服。
What he requests of God is not just to make him clean.
他的要求不只是变得干净。
But to be more than 100% clean.
而是要比多于100%的干净。
Because he asks for nothing less than he shall be whiter than snow.
因为他要变得比雪更白。
Now friends, David had happily broken one commandment after another in his adventure with Bathsheba and Uriah.
那大卫在这个伯士巴和乌利亚的事件中呢，一而再的破戒。
The things that he has done amount to flouting God and treating his commandments with contempt.
那他所做的，足以视为藐视神，轻视他的戒令。
But now this sinner comes around.
但现在这罪人来。
And plead to God that God will cleanse him.
他来恳求神洁净他。
Till he be whiter than snow.
洁净他至比雪还白。
Purer than pure.
比白还要白。
Now how will you describe such a person?
那我们要怎么样形容这样的人呢?
If you see a person like that, how will you describe the person?
那如果你遇到这样的人，你会怎么形容他呢?
A sinner.
一个罪人
，an adulterer, schemer, come murderer，
一个通奸者、阴谋家兼杀人犯
，or because he did so much bad, a terrible sinner，
还是他就是一个很糟糕的罪人。
Now neither of these descriptions goes to reflect the attitude that we read in this psalm。
那这些形容词呢，都不反映我们在诗篇里所读到的态度。
David, I think we should call him a penitent。
那大卫他是个忏悔的人。
As in one who acknowledges and confronts the sin that life has produced.
那他懂得承认并面对他所犯的罪。
David, a penitent.
大卫是个忏悔的人。
Now this much I believe we can agree and empathize with King David after everything.
那我想我们都能认同并同情大卫。
But there's one thing I'm sure we are disturbed by when we read what he writes here.
但当让我们困惑的是他所写的。
David says this in verse 4, he says, against you, referring to God, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
在第四节中，大卫说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。”
Now these words are confounding because it seems to suggest that David has hurt nobody.
那他这些字语呢，好像是说他并没有伤害任何人。
At worst, he has only flouted God and by breaking the commandments.
而是指藐视了神，破了他的诫命。
Doesn't it sound like that?
听起来像如此吗？
But such an explanation simply doesn't work when we consider the Old Testament is in its entirety.
那可是当我们读到这个旧约的时候呢，大卫是不可能这么说的。
According to one Bible commentator,
那一个圣经解说员曾说，
He says this, as you see on the PowerPoint, the Old Testament knows of hidden sins and unintended sins, but not of private sins that neither concerns nor affect others.
那旧约呢，有暗藏的罪、无心的罪，但没有不关涉与影响别人的罪。
Now David, the prolific psalmist, couldn't have subscribed to a different understanding.
那大卫呢，他是个多产的诗人，他不可能有别于如此的解释、理解。
It is also not possible that he brainwashed himself so thoroughly in order to believe that he did not sin against Uriah and Bathsheba.
那他也不可能对自己就是洗脑，认为没有对乌利亚和伯士巴犯罪。
He says what he says only because it was the Lord himself, the Lord who exercised oversight on human life that caught him and called him into hearing.
那他说这个话呢，只是因为是掌管万物的神通过先知传他问话。
And when he realized that all that he has done to cover up his wrongs cannot escape God's, the eyes of God,
那当他发现呢，他所隐瞒的逃不过神的双眼。
He also began to see something really important.
而他也见到了另一件事，很重要的事。
That all that he has done to Bathsheba and Uriah were in fact no freak events.
那他也发现了，他对这个伯士巴和乌利亚所做的其实并非怪事。
Conversely, he was simply in character.
其实这与他的特性相符。
Adultery, scheming, and murdering all added up was just but an extreme expression of his congenital warped nature.
那他通奸、诡计多端和杀人呢，联合起来，其实只不过是他的本性这个极端的表现。
And he says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me."
当他说我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
He's not finally pointing the finger at someone and complaining against his mother as the greatest culprit.
那他其实不是将这个推卸于某人，责任推卸于某人，埋怨母亲是罪魁祸首。
Rather, he has learned the hard fact and he's saying something like this.
他其实是这么说的。
Lord, now I know.
主啊，现在我知道。
That it isn't just that I have committed sins.
那这不只是我犯了罪。
But I am sin.
我就是罪。
Sin is me.
罪就是我。
And I am being myself to the fullest this time round.
而这回我是做到了最近。
Friends, there are two things that David, the psalmist, is seeking to communicate to us through this psalm.
那忏悔的这个大卫呢，他其实是向我们指向两件事。
Firstly, confession is not so much about admitting to sin.Or sins committed.
那忏悔不只是承认所犯的罪。
Confession is admitting the condition of the self.
那忏悔其实是承认这个个人的情况。
And in turn, what we really need is not just forgiveness from God for particular wrong or wrongs.
那因此呢，我们所需的不只是神对于某件过错的原谅。
But from the predicament of the self.
而是从个人的困境中
，where sin is in the elements，
罪的所在处，解救与释放。
Now preparing this sermon has granted me a better grasp of something that a lecturer of mine once said。
那在写这讲道的时候呢，我就更了解了我的一位讲师，曾对我说的。
These are his words。
他是这么说。
He says this: "We all have a price tag."
我们都有个价码。
We all have a price tag.
我们都有个价码。
And Satan is just waiting for us to name our price.
而撒旦 就在等我们开价。
I think that both my lecturer and Satan are spot on.
那我的讲师和撒旦呢，他们都是对的。
For the sin element in our elements is and keep generating price tags.
那我们生于的罪不断在发价。
To make it simpler, Satan is always asking us, "What are you willing to do to, you know, turn against God?"
那简单来说呢，就是他一直在问我们，我们怎么样才能愿意背叛神
？I'm always prepared to pay. Just name me your price.
我随时都愿意这么做，你只需要告诉我。
The element in us keep generating price tags.
那我们所生于的罪不断的在发价。
I think that is why Christians are asked to confess our sin daily, weekly, and regularly.
那因此呢，我们都要基督徒向神自我忏悔。
But David helped us to see that confessing our sin is actually to confess our entire self to God.
那大卫他就让我们看到，我们要忏悔我们的罪，其实是向神忏悔自我。
And what do we find when we confess?
那当我们在忏悔的时候，找到什么呢
？This leads me to the second thing that David the penitent is seeking to communicate to us.
那这就带我到忏悔的大卫指向我们的第二件事。
Confession is grace at work.
忏悔就是恩典。
David the schemer was, we know, very skillful in getting what he wanted.
那这阴谋家大卫呢？他善于得到他所要的。
And after that, and after everything, he could have all the mess nicely covered up.
那之后，他也能将这些搞砸的完美的隐藏。
He did it so well that God had to send a prophet to wake his conscience with the story of a rich man snatching a lamb of the poor man.
那他甚至需要神派遣先知，以一个关于富有的人抢走穷人的羊的故事，来唤醒他的良知。
Now David could jolly well have faced judgment in due time for his multiple crimes.
那大卫其实将为所犯的罪面对审判。
But instead of letting that happen,
但与其如此
，God jumped into his situations in a very unprepared manner.
那神呢，却以非常就是毫无准备的方式来到。
God initiated to him an invitation to confess by sending him Nathan.
那神他派遣了拿单，要邀大卫忏悔。
So that he by accepting the invitation may experience grace.
那如果他接受这邀请呢，他便能获得恩典。
And have his relationship with God restored.
修补与神的关系。
And have in turn life anew.
更新生命。
Confession we see from David is grace at work.
那在大卫的身上呢，我们就看到了这个忏悔就是恩典。
And confession is first and foremost a response to grace.
那忏悔是对于恩典的首要回应。
Why say first and foremost?
为什么说是首要呢
？Because it is a gracious God who had been watching and is watching over human lives. It is He.That initiate us the invitation to depend on His grace.
那因为是这个仁慈的神呢，他看护着我们，邀我们接受他的恩典。
To depend on His grace, on our journey of struggle with our congenital warped nature, something that we share with David as a fellow human.
那就是在与这个恶性的挣扎的途中呢，接受神的恩典。
For Christian, our invitation has also to do with a lamb.
那对于基督徒来说呢，我们的邀请也和羊有关。
Only that it's not the lamb of a poor man.
只是不是穷人的羊。
But of a God rich in grace.
而是充满恩典的神。
The sacrificial lamb on the cross is at the same time God's judgment of human sin.And also his invitation to depend on his grace.
那这十字高架上的羔羊是神对于人的罪的审判，也是他让我们依靠他的恩典的邀约。
Now have we accepted this invitation?
我们是否接受了他的邀请呢
？And brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姐妹
，Are we still accepting this invitation?
我们是否人接受这邀请
？And continually and wholeheartedly turn to Him in confession and relying on His grace.
不断的全心向他忏悔，并依靠他的恩典。
As for King David, he took up the invitation.
那至于大卫王呢？他接受了这邀请。
But the request that he made while accepting the invitation is a little surprising.
但他在接受邀请时的要求呢，却令人有点惊讶。
When we look at verse 14 and 15,
当我们看诗篇第十四和十五节，
we see that unlike most people,
我们看到和多数的人不同的是，
David was not concerned with the consequence or the consequences of the sin that he has committed.
那大卫并不在乎他所犯的罪的后果。
He was ready to face judgment of any sort.
他准备接受任何的惩罚。
What he cared about was the guilt in the heart.
那他在乎的是他心中的愧疚。
That it will be removed.
这愧疚能被除掉。
That he may again have a clean heart.
那他能再有洁净的心。
To him, to have a clean heart is a big deal.
那对他来说，这是很重要的。
Now, why is having a clean heart so critical?
那为何拥有洁净的心是如此的重要呢？
The next two statements in the same verses tells it all.
那他的下一句呢，就有所解释。
Having confessed his sin, what David wanted to do right away was to praise God's righteousness.
那在忏悔之后呢，大卫要做的是，赞颂神的正义。
And a clean heart is a fundamental towards worshiping God in spirit and in truth.
而赞美神最重要的是一颗洁净的心。
Now, this immediate switch from confession to praise.
那这个从忏悔直接转到赞美。
This switch is something that we do week after week in our worship services.
是我们在每星期的这个礼拜中所做的。
However, in day-to-day encounter with people.
但在日常生活中。
Am I right to say that this switch just doesn't seem to be something equally automatic and easy?
那这转变呢，并非如此的简单，对吗？
To jump from saying sorry to, you know, being altogether happy. With people, it just don't seem to be so easy to switch.
那就是从这个道歉，然后直接到和好，人与人之间是没有这么简单的。
Now perhaps to do so is easy in our week-to-week service because we begin the liturgical segment without true remorse and end without true rejoicing.
那或许在我们的礼拜中显得很简单，因为我们就是开始的时候没有这个真的懊悔的心，也没有真正的欢喜来结束。
But going forward, I wonder if the understanding that confession is fundamentally confessing the predicament of the self could make some difference in the way that we enter into this confession segment whenever we come for worship service.
但在了解呢，忏悔其实是忏悔自己的处境之后呢，我希望大家之后在忏悔的时候有所改变。
Anyway, when it is the case that we sin against some other people,
当我们对某人犯罪
and cause grievous hurts to somebody,
或造成伤害时
and then when we finally recognize our wrong and get to say sorry,
直到我们认错道歉
we would usually still need some time before we stop feeling bad and sorry and begin to think and feel that the relationship has once again become normal and healthy.
那我们通常都需要一点时间，不再感到难过或抱歉，然后再认为关系已经能变回正常。
Because relationship need time to heal, am I right?
那因为关系是需要时间来复合的。
Now if that's the case,
如果如此
，then is the psalmist a little bit schizo here?
那这诗人是否有双重性格呢
？Straight after saying sorry, oh, he can go and be happy.Happy in front of God, is he being a bit schizo here?
那在道歉了之后呢？他就马上能在神的面前显得很高兴。
And is the church somewhat frivolous when from week to week we also jump straight from confession to praise?
那教会让我们就是每星期从忏悔直接到赞美，是否也太轻浮呢？
Now the answer to the question is a yes if the psalmist and the church.Are focusing on oneself.
那如果诗人和这教会呢，只着重于个人，这答案就是是。
On what oneself had done.
那着重个人所做的。
Or what oneself should actually have done instead and should now be doing.
或个人先前原该做的和现在该做的。
The answer will be a yes. If we keep focusing on ourselves, we will continue to feel sorry and we cannot let go, right?
那如果只着重个人呢？那答案就是是。
But if the focus is instead on what life is for and the life-giving God.
可是如果我们着重于生命和赐予生命的神。
Then this jumping from confession to praise is only logical altogether.
那从忏悔直接到赞美是符合情理的。
Now what do I mean?
那我指的是什么呢？
For Christian, what is the purpose of life?
对于基督徒来说，生命的意义是什么？
Can I ask us to just shout across the hall the textbook answer for Christian, what is the purpose of life?
那你们可以给这个标准答案吗？
标准答案 not very difficult. Come on. For Christian, what's the purpose of life? Love your God. What else? Worship God. What else? Okay, the answer I want is worship God. Right?
那我要的答案就是崇拜神。
Our textbook answer, worship God.
我们书本中标准的答案，崇拜神。
But friends, do we start to see that David's switching from confession to praise tells us that what we just say, worship God, is no textbook answer per se?
那大卫从忏悔直接转到赞美，告诉我们，我们的答案不只是书本中的标准答案。
What is life for? The answer is to worship God, and categorically so.
那生命 是为何呢？明确就是为了崇拜神。
Therefore, as and when we have breath, what do we do?
因此，我们有气息的，我们都该怎么做呢？
Worship God.
崇拜神。
I think we should remember the song, right? Let everything that, right? That's what it says, worship God.
就是崇拜神。
你唱啊。Okay, and then when we sing, and when God's Spirit has waked us up, and when we have confessed our sin, what do we do?
那当我们犯罪，然后当圣灵让我们醒悟时，我们忏悔后，我们该做什么呢？
We do what life is for, worship God.
我们就做生命中该做的，崇拜神。
David's jump is actually no jump, it's actually not a jump.
那大卫的转变其实并非如此。
What appears to look like a jump?
看似转变。
Is in fact being what one is supposed to be in the first place.
那其实是每个人都应该做的。
And at every time, at every place.
那无论是在何时何处。
Much like our respiratory system is simply to take in air.
那就像我们的呼吸系统是为了吸收空气。
And much as like our eyes are supposed to take in the images whenever it's not blocked.
那我们的眼睛是为了看见周围不受阻挡的。
Our lives, what is it for?
我们的生命是为何呢？
TWG.
TWG.
Ah, someone is laughing. And friends, I don't mind you laughing at this bro not here for being lame this time.
那我不在乎你们笑我无聊。
You can laugh louder.
你能笑得大声点。
But TWG.
但 TWG.
To worship God.
Yeah, 就是崇拜神。
To worship God.
崇拜神。
TWG for us is not a branding.
TWG 对我们来说呢，不是个品牌。
Not a projection of Christian image.
也不是基督徒的形象摄影。
And definitely not and should no longer be textbook answer.
那更不该是书本中标准的答案。
But what life is about and what we are about.
而是生命是为了什么
？TWG.
TWG.
We TWG.
我们 TWG.
If you hold to an alternative definition, my suggestion is to counter check with above.
那如果你有另一个解答呢？请与对以上对照。
Now to have a heart true to God.
真心向神。
And in turn to live out the true purpose of life.
并活出生命真正的意义。
I think this is what King David is telling us through the psalm.
那我想这是大卫王要通过诗篇告诉我们的。
But he did this only after he has learned it the hard way.
那他是在艰辛的学习后才这样告诉我们。
May God help us to be wiser.
愿神助我们更有智慧。
There will be people who will always long for a clean heart.
让我们永远追求有颗洁净的心。
Always depending on God for having that clean heart.
常依靠他的恩典， 让我们有洁净的心。
And always seeking and are able to give him real praise.
然后不断的赞颂他。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, Lord, as you invite us to confess, you have actually went before us even we hear the invitation. You have already initiated the invitation. And you have already installed grace when we respond to you. Lord, help us to come before you at all times to acknowledge our inability and your great ability. Help us to be humble because of our predicament. And help us to rejoice because of your goodness. You bid us come, and you help us come. May you continue to promise to always come, to worship you with clean hearts, and bless your name. As we continue to enjoy your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.